this. And now, your car star, here's Harry.
Okay, here we are with Car Concerns this morning. Let's just fire the old engines up and let's get right on down the road. Hey, we're going to have a healthy driver hour here on Car Concerns. You know, I'm always about you being a healthy driver out on that road. Just think of us. Millions and millions of American motorists on the road, and a lot of us shouldn't even be behind the wheel. Hey, we've got to get healthy. And this morning I've got Dr. Irina Colas. I hope I said that right, Irina. I've got her on the show. This doc reveals how to reprogram your mind to shrink your waistline. Look at, okay, you're sitting there driving down the road, maybe listening to the show right now. You've got your hands on the steering wheel. Look down at your waistline. How far is it from the steering wheel? A lot of us can't even fit into the cars nowadays. And of course, I'm not even going to get into the drive-through line thing. But anyhow, welcome to the show, Doc. Tell us about your book.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me. My book is Taste of Thoughts, Improve Your Health and Whole Life.
Taste of Thoughts, that's the name of the book, right?
Yes, Taste of Thoughts.
Okay.
And it reveals case that your weight and how you live life starts with what you think. Because the weight problems and obesity mostly originate from the mindset.
Right.
No diet can last forever. And you agree that so many diets exist and so many health plans and fitness centers. But since, according to statistics, 34% of adults and 70% of children, they're obese.
Yes. Childhood obesity, major problem in this country.
Right. And dangerous. It leads for, it's responsible for number of diseases and even deaths. And cost individuals and the healthcare system millions of dollars.
Now you were a primary care physician over in Russia, right? And Israel as well.
Yes, I worked in Israel and in Russia.
And so you know what you're talking about here. And your book, Taste of Thoughts, you know, right here you've got a five main reasons why people gain weight and how to overcome these. What are the five main reasons that people gain weight?
First, they very frequently they start from the wrong point. They concentrate, they focus on the process, and sometimes on the results, but not on values. When you focus on process, first thing that comes to your mind when you think about dieting, it is not so exciting things. Like when you think about dieting, you think about denying. Right?
Starvation. I think about starvation.
Yeah, it's depression. It's difficult.
Right.
And it leads to emotional stress, to physical stress, because let's say you eat certain food for in certain amounts for certain years, and suddenly you start any diet, you very restricted, you start decline social events and skip family gatherings. All this comes to your mind when you think about dieting.
Right.
It doesn't take you too far, so it is pretty depressing to start thinking about it. When you think about values, it goes different direction.
Right. Okay.
This happened once to my patient, Aura from Tel Aviv. She was always overweight, and she was failed again and again and diet after diet. Why? Because she was focusing on wrong things. She was focusing about, worried about being better looking and please other people, be as other girls, and all these things.
When what should her focus been on?
Yes, values.
Values.
When she came to me, patient. Her blood sugar was high, her cholesterol level was high, and blood pressure was high.
Okay.
Now, her values changed because now her obesity became dangerous for her health and even life. Then she changed her values. She started to focus on her health. and not on being good looking and please other people. And the results were amazing. She lost 54 pounds.
Great.
And then she started feel better emotionally, physically. She became more attractive and she got rid of all her emotional problems. You see, she changed values, she changed results. So it goes just opposite way.
She focused on her health, and when she started shedding the pounds, that kind of encouraged her to focus fully on her health, and that's what helped her shed the rest of the pounds. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, you see? And it worked, yeah.
I think we all need to focus on our health a little bit more because, you know, if you just, I understand what you're saying. If you just get in there and you suffer through the dieting and not focusing on the health, you got to do healthy things along with the dieting. And that's what I try to do anyhow. You know, I try to do that to running every day, and I try to eat less and eat smarter. And
right.
And things like that. What else can we do, Doc, to trim the inches off of our waistline? Because, hey, not only is it a childhood obesity thing, it's an adult obesity thing.
Right.
You go to any of these fast food restaurants, and you just sit there and watch people get their food, and you'll notice that 95% of them are obese.
Right. But when you have it, this intention, when you want
right.
to get to shape, the very important point is to set a goal. Most people, they don't have goals.
Right.
So how can you get to your final destination if you don't know where you're going?
So is this what you call an eating blueprint?
Yes, this is a part of to set a goal. So you need to know exactly how many pounds you want to lose. And by then, so you have a clear goal in mind, which should be specific and measurable. It should be challenging, but realistic and achievable. If you set a goal to lose 50 pounds in a month, it's just not realistic, and you're not going anywhere with this.
Absolutely.
And started in present tense rather than the future tense. You know, when you say, I will be thin, I will be happy, it will stay in future forever. When you stated, I weigh 50 pounds less, which is, let's say, 120, by December 2012, it sounds differently.
Right. I tell you what helped me a lot is I went, you know, I go and get a physical every year, but for my cholesterol, you know, I took those cholesterol pills, I don't know, for 20 or 30 years because, you know, I was a new car dealer, and boy, I just probably didn't eat the proper foods, and my cholesterol was high. So I'd take the Lipitor every single day to control my blood fat.
Right.
And, once I started concentrating on that, I said, okay, I took these pills for 20 years. I don't want to take them anymore. So I started going up to a local track here, and I started running every day. And I noticed 6 months later when I went to the doctor, my cholesterol had drastically dropped.
You see?
And so I started concentrating on my cholesterol count. And once I got that down to 150 and I could throw the pills away, that was my goal, and it also shed pounds for me.
You see? So you succeeded because you were concentrated on healthy things.
So how do you determine your personal eating blueprint?
Oh, we should look back to our childhood for this and see its roots, what we had in our family.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that very plainly. You know, my father was in the car business, and so a lot of evenings, you know, he worked late in the car business. You worked till 9 or 10 o'clock in the evenings because that's when your customers come in. And so my mom, instead of sitting there or going in the kitchen and cooking a good meal, she would take me and my brother out to, you know, to a drive-in and get us a double cheeseburger.
Oh.
and consider us fed for the evening.
Yeah.
Tragic.
No, you can manage it now. This is the difference between kids and adults. As a kid, we cannot manage this because we need to listen what adults are telling us. And this is where our blueprint is coming from.
Hey, because folks, the book is Taste of Thoughts. We're talking to Dr. Irina Colas. We'll be right back after the break. Hey, Doc, hang on with me. We're going to come back and do another segment. This is good stuff. Hey, take the inches off your waistline here. That's what Dr. Irina Nolas wants you to do. We'll be right back after the break.
The American Motorist Vote Campaign continues to roll on down the highway, signing up masses of American motorists who are fed up with the burdens that are placed on them. Poor highway and road infrastructure, high gasoline tax, toll roads everywhere. The pending cap and tax program that is making its way through Congress that promises high fuel prices from now on. Harry is fighting for the American motorist every minute of every day, calling on your Congress and Senate representatives to remind them that the millions upon millions of American voters are watching, listening, and voting.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
AmericanMotoristVote.com. That's AmericanMotoristVote.com. American Motorist Vote Campaign. Our power is in our numbers. Let's don't get fooled again.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. While quantities last.
Harry Douglas here. All new for 2008. Is your business listed on the hottest car concerns list at carconcerns.com? The car concerns list is anything and everything automotive. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, servicing, insuring, or financing, see who I recommend on the car concerns list. When your money's on the line, go to the line that's on the money, Car Concerns. Go to carconcerns.com. I'm Harry Douglas, and I'm looking out for you.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. It'll go in.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
Yeah, they're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear is even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Okay, here we are back with Car Concerns. My guest this morning is Dr. Irina Colas. She is the author of Taste of Thoughts, Improve Your Health and Whole Life. She's a primary care physician who practiced in Russia and Israel and holds a master's degree in healthcare management. And in addition, she is the founder of Personal Achievement Coaching and Consulting Company. Let's see, Doc, you got so much that you're going, you got a lot going on. When did you find time to write this book?
Excuse me, what? I didn't hear you.
When did you find time to write this book? You've got a lot going on in your life.
This is my passion. As a physician, I always was passionate about healthy nutrition.
Right.
And I also went through so many challenges in my life, through two immigrations, and changed my cities, countries, profession, even profession. So I'm going through so many challenges by myself. I'm passionate about helping other people to overcome obstacles and become healthier and live healthier, happier life. Because, you know, it is not just about your weight. It's about your whole life. It's about your self-esteem, about your self-image, about your relationships, maybe better sales, how you talk to people, how you approach to people, your business, your whole life.
Your whole attitude, right?
Right, right.
So simple yet powerful ways to change your thoughts, to change your weight and your life. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, everything starts from thinking. People talk about calories, about dieting. It is not about this. It's about what you think about calories and about dieting and about yourself. So there are several steps which can help you to catch negative thoughts and develop positive thinking towards, if we are talking about weight, so about healthy nutrition. First, awareness, recognition. Before you start any actions, you need to be aware of this. Aware, are you ready to lose some weight? Are you ready to make a commitment? Aware about your weight, about your appearance, about your health. Then admit it.
Okay.
Admitting plays a very important role in reprogramming your mind, because by admitting, you're not only aware about the problem, but also ready to take action.
And then, so this is where you begin to reprogram your mind, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
All right. When you're ready to take actions, you set your goal. As I talked already about setting clear, very measurable and achievable, but challenging goal. Then by step, you're going through cancellation step. Cancellation step is fun and easy. So every time you think something negative, let's say, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I deserve this hamburger or whatever.
Right.
So here, this is cancellation step. Since you're already aware about this negative thinking and admit it and ready to take actions, say cancel. I'd better have a salad with grilled salmon and asparagus or whatever you like.
Right, right. That happened to me this morning. You know, I like to eat the shredded wheat with cut up some fruit in it, and I only like to eat about 12 biscuits. You know, those 12. The shredded wheat biscuits I'm talking about,
the little
squares. I like 12 of them. And so this morning, when I walked up and got ready to come up to the studio, my regular breakfast wasn't sitting there. It was a McDonald's, one of their breakfast sandwiches, a McMuffin, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
and so, I sat there and said, okay, I'm just going to eat half of it. But I did.
Also smart, yeah.
But I ate the whole thing. So there you go. So,
but you know, very important, and this is what can help you a lot, it is substitute strategies. It is not about not eating. It is not, but it, and it is not about quality. Quantity, by the way. It's about quality of the food.
Quality of the food, right.
Yeah, it is not just not eat bread, but what kind of bread? What
right.
kind of toast? Or let's say peanut butter? What
right.
kind of jelly? This is about it. So you can even not change your regular habits. Because if you used to something, you can adjust it with substitute strategies.
Okay, the book, Taste of Thoughts, that you wrote that. Now, where do we buy this book?
It is available on Amazon.
Amazon.com.
Yes, and okay. It is also available on my website, www.weightdestiny.com.
Weightdestiny.com, right?
Yes, yes,
okay.
weightdestiny.com. There is a special page there. It is written Dr. Irina's book, Taste of Thoughts.
I tell you what, being an author myself, it's very important. Yeah, it's very important to offer your book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that stuff. But, hey, it's very important to these authors that you buy the book through their website because, hey, the money goes directly to you, and from there you can do what you want with the money. Is that right, Doc?
Oh, I think nowadays everything is online, so it is... Yeah, it's important to you. You're passionate about giving the message and more people become healthier and happier. So, yes, I'm passionate. People benefit from this.
Well,
it
seems like a book that I can recommend to all the American Motorist Vote Campaign members because, you know, when we go to these meetings, health is a big topic.
Right.
Out there because, hey, we all need to be healthier drivers. I always say you can service the car all you want to, but until you take care of that loose nut behind the wheel, nothing happens. So, hey, I want to thank you for being on the show with us today. Anything you want to close with here?
I just wish you health and success.
Health and success. Folks, go to our website, weightdestiny.com. weightdestiny.com. Hey, Doc, I think it's a fantastic book, Taste of Thoughts. That's the name of the book. And, well, Doc, I just think you covered it all in this book.